You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
This is our fall release episode number one for 2025. And here are the
Where's
whiskeys.
The woohoo? Give me some, what's that Roddy Piper guy?
What? Ric Flair?
Like that guy, yeah.
God rest his forward, soul.
I never watched
forward WWE. To the fall release shows, so this is our first. Here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have Blood Oath Pack Number 11. We have the Michter's 10-Year Rye. We have the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. We have the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2025. Parker's Heritage Collection 2025. And the King of Kentucky 2025.
Woo! I am very aroused.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on.
Ever.
Ever.
No, I mean, not even for today, today yeah. It doesn't even matter. We are the best thing on today.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no choice about it.
Yeah, there's no hockey game today. So no,
there's
yeah.
nothing. There's nothing that beats us today.
You mean a fight where a hockey game broke out?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Nothing better than today.
Tampa had more guys in the box than they had on the bench.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Seven guys in the box at one time. Greatest hockey game. Seven guys.
You're making that up.
Seven guys in the box, and we had not. Three. There were 10 there. Guys in the box.
Yeah.
10.
How could there be 10? The box isn't that big.
Most of them were standing.
They couldn't sit.
Yeah, three can sit, and the rest had to stand. It was the greatest game ever.
And there were 5-minute penalties, yeah. Except for the ones that got thrown out,
yeah.
Which were, there were a few.
Yeah. Well, this is, yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, thanks for inviting me today. I think this is going to be nice.
Yeah. And Made Man Maury.
I am excited to be here. And I'm even more excited that Brent decided to wear pants today.
Mm-hmm. There's no pants.
You notice he shows up when we're pouring good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And good old boy Justin.
Oh, thanks. Pleasure to be here. Part of the best weekend ever.
And good old boy Harm.
You know what? I could have spent time with my daughter and wife today.
You should have.
But you know what? You brought this here.
Yeah. If you, you selfish bastard.
She's 11 now. Mm-hmm. I've seen her. I know what she looks like.
Bastard. If you'd have spent time with her, we could be having your share.
If we had, if we had our cane, you'd still be here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And this is our fall release episode number one for 2025. And here are the
Where's
whiskeys.
The woohoo? Give me some, what's that Roddy Piper guy? What is
Ric Flair?
Like that guy, yeah.
God rest his soul.
I never watched WWE.
To the fall release shows, so this is our first. Here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have Blood Oath Pack Number 11. We have the Michter's 10-Year Rye. We have the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. We have the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2025. Parker's Heritage Collection 2025. And the King of Kentucky 2025.
Woo! Apropos. I am very aroused.
I'm so glad you have Picard there. Because instead of watching the wrestling, I used to watch Star Trek.
That's not Picard. That's not Picard.
I am that's, very aroused.
That's an IT crowd.
IT crowd. Yeah, the CEO.
Yeah. So let's do our...
Really? Yeah.
while he figures out his life, let's do our sips ratings. We rate all these whiskeys from 1 to 5 sips. We're going to have Justin give us one of them. Throw me a number.
Okay, we're going to talk about number 5. This one has billions and billions of stars. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Is that supposed to be like Carl Sagan?
No. Oh my yeah. God.
It was not wow. Carl Sagan, but I appreciate the effort.
Not even close. First off, he didn't say billions. He goes, billions, boons. You know, he like mumbles it. Come on. All right. Never mind. All right. So let's go to our first whiskey because obviously the jokes ain't working out today. So we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Blood Oath Pack Number 11, 49.3% ABV or 98.6 proof. The Blood Oath series of whiskeys is limited release bourbon from the folks at Luxco. First released in 2015, a new release or pact is released each year. Each release of Blood Oath is the creation of John Remp, head distiller at Luxco Distillery, and each release is different, unique combination of whiskeys. This year's blend features a union of a 14-year rye bourbon and a 10-year wheated bourbon, blended with a 7-year rye bourbon finished in ex tequila barrels.
Añejo, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's not down with this.
So the color of this is a lighter copper. And the first thing that I want to say is I've tasted a lot of finishes that are in tequila barrels. And this one is my favorite of all of them. And yet, I'm not overly impressed all the way, but it's I don't get a tequila taste to it, but on the nose, I get vanilla, a lemon, a little orange peel. On the palate, I get the vanilla and black pepper. I get some cherry, citrus, dark chocolate. On the finish, some black cherry, dark chocolate follows through. I never really get the tequila finish on it at all, but it just kind of lingers in the background of it all. I don't think it enhances it or hinders it. I'm just not bought on it, but you know, it's decent. It's good. Justin, what do you think?
I'm just wondering when the last time you drank Añejo tequila was.
That's a great question.
This is Mark. That's Añejo.
That's okay. Well, just think about that. So the color on this was light.
I'd say 6 months ago.
Okay. And I got like rye and tequila on the nose and the palate. It kind of reminded me of that pasta with the black pepper, cacio e pepe. It reminded me of cacio e pepe with some fruit and chocolate. And the finish was a cherry vanilla cola. And I thought it was fine.
Cherry vanilla cola, really?
Flat, well, but yeah.
I got black cherry and dark chocolate, so I mean, it's, yeah.
Don't get the vanilla on it. And I definitely know cola note. You said Añejo tequila, and I'll give you that. That's true. I got tobacco, nuts, honey, the agave. It's like the barrel note of an Añejo tequila. It's because, you know, most of these guys use, depends on, their sources are all different, but they use bourbon barrels usually. Right. My favorite tequilas use cognac barrels because I'm fancy like that.
Nice.
But, it's got those great bourbon notes. It's got the great, a little bit of the agave note. The black pepper is there. The citrus is there. I don't get the vanilla as much as you do, though. It's on the nose more.
I know you think it's definitely come down cognac barrel.
Your little sister took your last Oreo. Not a traditional Oreo. No, a limited edition Oreo.
Yeah, aren't you fancy?
Okay, look, there are great tequilas finished in red wine and white wine barrels from France as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, get a cognac barrel. Mm-hmm. Be good. Hey, if you think you deserve the best, you deserve the best. Come spend the money at my store.
Yeah, okay. What did you think, Maury?
Well, after that snotty little exchange, it's hard to really put much into words. I would say that I agreed with most of what Brent said. I thought it was a very nice, easy drinking whiskey. I appreciated the blend of the 14 and the 10 year. Honestly, the tequila, I had to look back at the label to realize it was tequila finished. It's
not really overdone because I've had bad bourbons.
No, it doesn't. I don't think the tequila is. I don't think
I agree with you, Brent.
It doesn't come out. Thank you.
It's neither an enhancer nor a detractor.
Yeah.
It's just there, but you really got to look for it. And when you initially drink it, if you didn't know it was there, you could easily miss it. But.
Right. If somebody didn't tell me that there was. I would not know right. that.
Now that you know and you look for it, you can find it, but you got to really look for it. So it's not it's not overdone. I mean, it's a nice try. I think it was well made. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. There's just nothing inherently special about it either. I think if somebody poured it for me and the price was right, I'd drink it down. Justin?
Oh, I went over it.
Anybody have anything else to add?
Well, we've been waiting for you to finish, Mr. Longman.
Let me talk a little longer.
Yeah, there's no time left for me to talk, so I might as well just leave. Take my name, my toys, and go home.
Don't make threats you can't keep.
Yeah. See? Already out of time.
Oh, we'll be back. Give it a rating.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about the Blood Oath Pack number 11.
Still talking about it?
Well, no, some of us didn't even get a chance to talk about it because some people are just long-winded.
Just give it a rating, man. Just do it.
So we're going to be giving the Blood Oath Pack number 11 three sips.
Numero tres.
You want a Kleenex to wipe those tears, Mr. Sabi?
Mr. Whiny down on the table. Quick, 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 quick. He's like those
Hey, teeth. Justin, let's leave those guys going. Tell us the next whiskey.
All right. So we're going to talk about Michter's 10-Year Rye, the 2025 release. It's 46.4 alcohol by volume, or 92, I'm guessing 0.8 proof, but I'm not sure. In 1753, Schenck's Distillery was founded by Swiss Mennonite farmer John Schenck in Schaeferstown, Pennsylvania. In the mid-1800s, Pennsylvania Dutchman Abraham Bamberger purchased a distillery from the Schenck family and renamed it Bombergers. And it operated under that name till it was purchased by Lou Foreman in the 1950s and renamed Michter's, a combination of the names of his sons, Michael and Peter. In 1989, the company went bankrupt, a casualty of the decline in the American whiskey business. In the 1990s, Joe Magliocco and Dick Newman purchased the abandoned trademark and resurrected the brand and brought it to Kentucky, where it flourishes to this day. So the color is kind of light. The nose.
What?
Kind of light? It's
really a nice copper, 80s copper penny.
He's comparing it to his own heart, that's why.
Mm. Well, it is lighter than his heart, but then again.
He'd have to have one.
Yeah, well, you know.
Go ahead.
So the nose, a traditional rye nose. The palate was sweet, and it had that really nice rye bread hit to it, and the finish was pleasant. I think this was a great representation of aged rye. What did you think, Maury?
You know, I would agree with everything you say. Michter's 10, both the rye and the bourbon, are a perennial favorite. I've always enjoyed them, and they drink above their proof point for sure. This is a full-bodied whiskey. It's got a beautiful color. It's got plenty on the palate, a lot of viscosity, a lot of finish. I think it's a great expression. I think it delivers on all of its promises, and you can see why it's a perennial favorite. It's hard to find. I would say if you can find a 10-year-old Michter's anything, you should grab it because you won't be disappointed. Harm?
I love this whiskey. It's sweet at first on the note, honey and apricot notes, and then the spice hits is like dill. It's allspice, toasted cardamom, cinnamon on the palate. It was rich and beautiful. Mm. Absolutely silky. I'm just letting it hit the palate. Orange peel and those spices that come out again. The cardamom's not as present on the palate, but it's allspice and cinnamon. And the dill is there in the edges. The finish is pretty long. I really love this 10-year-old. This is the great. Great Michter's. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so years ago, I was in Kentucky Burby Festival, the master distiller...
Burby? Shrimp on the Burby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bourbon. Bourbon.
And the master distiller was there pouring for us, so I made this an all-day sipper. So,
you know, this your all-day sipper?
Yeah, this is. So, on the nose, I got oranges and oranges and flowers, little floral notes on there. On the palate, citrus, baking spice, a little bit more of that floral note, vanilla, caramel, sweet oak.
There's a reason I get phone calls for this whiskey. You know, I get phone calls a lot for this whiskey. There's a reason.
Well, everybody wants it.
Is it not a text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give my phone number out to that many people, my cell phone number to that many people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I would argue probably because
there's already too many people have my cell phone number.
Yeah. This whiskey's been cooped up for a long time in both the barrel and then the bottle, and give it time and air. It was not really ready for prime time right out of the brand new bottle.
I think you're broken, dude. It was totally fine. And
no, it needed a few minutes of air to really open up.
It does get better to breathe when you breathe. Let it breathe.
In case you want Harm's number, it's 954-867-5309.
Mm-hmm. That's Jenny's number.
He got it off the bathroom wall.
I got it.
Out the bathroom.
No, Harm, you're killing a baby by drinking this too soon. It needs a little air to open up and give its full potential.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Give it time to breathe, but I thought it was great first.
It was great. I didn't say it was bad. I just said it's gotten better.
Did you learn that from the pediatric rotation?
Yeah. It's a classic Michter's 10. You know, the nose is there, the palate. Just the little hint of dill, the cinnamon is there.
I like this one better than last couple of years.
The dill is interesting.
The nice thing
it's
about
like an MGP dill.
Well, the nice
it's
thing
not
about
MGP
the tens,
dill. It's much more restrained than MGP dill.
Oh, okay.
You know, until a few years ago, you could still find these on the shelf if you looked. I mean, maybe not the first store you go into, but if you looked hard enough, you could find
one.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Been a long while.
No, it's not that long ago. I was ordering it, no problem.
And you know, it's not overly expensive.
They're over 200 now.
Now they're asking us, as a retailer, they asked me to jump through a lot of hoops to get this.
Well, they just do that because it's funny.
You got to put on the knee pads.
And they like watching you jump.
Yeah.
Right.
When I say hoops, I mean multiple tens of cases to get this.
Claiming.
It's like hula hoops.
You got to sell a lot of American whiskey first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, you gotta buy at least 25, 35 cases of Michter's to get some.
We're going to be giving the Michter's 10-Year Rye 2025 release well-deserved 4 sips.
Yeah, I thought it deserved higher, but I'll let you go 4.
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bobby Joe. The next whiskey is the 2025 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, coming in at 46% ABV or 92 proof. It is 12 years old. It is 72% corn, 18% rye, 10% malted barley, made from 210 barrels, which were produced on April the 5th of 2013, aged in Warehouse K, floors 1 and 5. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon is released every year on September the 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday, the man who founded Old Forester in 1870. This is the 25th annual release. This year's expression is 12 years old and 92 proof, and the bottle offers a unique twist that sets it apart from previous years. In a rare departure from tradition, this year's batch was created without the use of setback during fermentation, a standard practice that ensures consistency. Instead, a sweet mash process was used, relying solely on freshly propagated yeast. This is the second lowest proof for a birthday bourbon release since the 2003 release at 89 proof. On the color, it's got a real nice medium copper color. On the nose, there's some herbaceousness, a hint of cardamom, some raw oak, a hint of green apple.
I don't get the cardamom here.
Fruit. You didn't get the cardamom?
I got the cardamom on the last one. Other than that, I'm getting it for it. No, I don't get them. Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. On the palate, again, a cardamom, oak, tropical fruit, green apple. The finish has got some burnt sugar, some leather, a hint of chai spice, and it seems to linger on and on. This is an interesting birthday bourbon. It's definitely a departure from previous editions, but it's delicious nonetheless and something that I always look forward to, and this year is no exception. Brent?
Yeah, when they said it was going to be a sweet mash, I'm a big fan of the sweet mash, and so I was I guess I was expecting more when I read that and I heard about it. But is this one kind of? I think it's a process that they need to enhance on, because it's good, but it's not the greatness that some of the other ones have had in the past. That's for what I liked, but we'll find out what others think when we come back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. Brent was telling us about his thoughts on this year's birthday bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it, but I think I wanted more from a sweet mash.
I think you romanticize sweet mash. I think a lot of people do because there's so few sweet mash distilleries.
Well, there is so few, and it's very distinct. So.
But I don't think it's distinct. Everybody has their own style. The whole point of sweet mash is you're not propagating yeast from previous batches.
Right.
So you can do your own style. You're using lab-grown yeast fresh every time, and you're sterilizing between batches. So people romanticize it now because everybody did sweet mash. Like, we've been using the same year. It should be the other way around. Sour mash, I've been using the same yeast for 200 years.
Right.
You know? So that's what should be romantic. But but we've got so few sweet mashes, you think it should be different and fresh. It's not really.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They still pitch fresh yeast,
That's what I'm saying. I think this is, if they're going to do the sweet mash process.
The yeast that's in that setback, it's dead.
No, it's not dead.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh,
there is live
dead
yeast in setback.
No. It's mostly dead.
Mostly dead. Yeah, you're getting lees, but there's mostly, but there are enough cells to give. That's why you use sourdough. You can't do sourdough bread with dead yeast.
Went through a still at 200 plus degrees.
No, that's not what the setback's from.
Yes, it is.
No, the setback is from the previous mash.
Yes, after it goes
through
the still. After it goes through the still, and then the stillage is then returned.
I don't think you're right there.
Yes. You're thinking about scotch, where they pull off the liquid.
I'm thinking about bourbon, too. I think they need...
No, bourbon, everything goes in. Once it's done fermenting, everything goes
through
the
They have to hold some back. How's it a sour mash? Just like sourdough.
Because
when you have mother yeast from 200 years ago.
No, you're wrong. They take setback. They take the stillage at the end of the distilling run and put it back
in. I will ask next time I'm up in Kentucky.
I will happily give you a book, and maybe you could read it. Maybe.
No.
If it's on audio, I'll just give me an MP3.
What do you think, Justin?
Pictures and coloring crayons.
So this kind of reminded me of like Buchanan's pineapple and that corn whiskey that Heaven Hill makes. It's like used to be $10 and now it's $20.
Mellow corn.
Thank you. So kind of like that, but aged. It was pretty cool. I like both of those spirits and I like stuff aged, but that's what it was reminded me of, like,
okay,
oolong.
You know what? I was going to call him nuts and maybe, you know, take him out back and beat him up a little bit. But I put my nose deep in this glass. The pineapple's there. God damn it. There's tropical fruit notes.
Yeah.
And am I just drunk? Am I agreeing with you for no reason?
Oh, no, you're just on? Oh, you're definitely drunk.
But no.
No, but he's right. With power suggestion, you get some pineapple on the palate.
Right. It's not on the palate for me. There's a
no,
tropical
it
fruit
starts
note.
On the yeah. nose and then take a big whiff in and suck some on your palate.
God, damn it. I hate all of you.
Hold it
so
in your
much.
Mouth for a while, baby.
That's what I tell all the girls.
Swirl it around on your palate.
Well, Bob, what do you think there?
I enjoyed this one. I really did. Is it the best one they've had out of the last 25 years? No.
Oh, I
is
do it like worst? It. I mean, no. Don't think that I don't
it's
like
different.
It.
It's different.
It is different.
It's
and
different. But I don't think it's different because of the sweet mash. I think that's a fantasy.
You know what? I don't think it has as dark and rich, like, flavors as the previous ones. Yeah. It's more
agreed.
Bright.
It's bright. Yeah. It's fresh. It's newer.
Maybe that is the sweet mash. Maybe it is.
There is definitely a difference between sweet mash and sour mash. There is 100% a difference. Is it that drastic? You know, it depends on the product and depends on the age of the product. But in this case, it's definitely a different one than they have done in the past. It's also a lower proof than we've had in quite some time. I mean, nothing's been this low proof in 22 years. So that also is affecting it. But does it, you know, make it any worse of a whiskey? No, I think it's delicious. I look forward to the birthday bourbon every year. This is another one that you used to be able to get.
You go in the stores, you see previous years.
Yeah, there'd be like this year's and last year's behind it because nobody really cared that
now
much.
Now it's a rent payment.
You know, until everything got crazy. It also comes in a kind of an unwieldy bottle, and I think that kind of kept people from buying it.
Bars don't love it,
which was great because I would always get
three spots of a bottle, three bottle spots.
A speed rack, no,
you know, right?
But it's always a great whiskey. It's always been a great whiskey.
You're not going to use this in a speed rack, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be giving the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon 2025 four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The Four Roses 2025 Limited Edition Small Batch is 54.5% ABV, 109 proof, non-chill filtered. The 2025 release of Four Roses Limited Small Batch is a blend of four bourbons composed of three different recipes. The blend is made of 30% OBSV recipe, 13-year-old, 35% OBSK recipe, 13 years old, and 17% of OESV, 13 years old, and 10% of the OESV 19-year-old. Only 10% of 19-year-old, but I feel like you can taste the presence of that 19-year-old whiskey. This has got a beautiful deep color, and the nose is just amazing. I just want to come back to it.
I was actually almost going to buy it.
Almost? Oh, honey and vanilla. And there's brown sugar, brown butter. There's a hint of a herbal note. That's from the V yeast, I think. Oh, and there's some on my shirt now because I'm being
Take
a little
your
bit
shirt,
aggressive.
Suck it out. Why are you going to waste it?
I'm going to suck my shirt. It's fine.
Bring it out, baby.
Bring it, yeah. I could smell this all day long. No water.
Sorry.
On the palate. This is where the palate completely differs from the nose. We've got high acidity here, and you get this berry note and citrus note. The herbal notes are still there, but not like they're really more present on the nose, but they come as an aftertaste here, and the spices are there. This is a really great blend. I'm going up there in 2 weeks to pick my own private barrel. I'm so happy to do this. I love these whiskeys from Four Roses. Amazing quality. And the finish is fairly long. I took a sip a while back and it's still there on my palate. I had a cracker. Has not completely. I just had an oyster cracker.
Polly wanted one.
He spilled it on his shirt. It's still there.
It's on my shirt. It's still there. The whiskey is still on my palate, even after a cracker and some water. It lasts. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, on the palate, this is the first. I think this is the first bourbon or whiskey I've ever had like raspberries that come out on it. You know, that you get the raspberry, you get the honey, a little bit of.
I've had other whiskeys with raspberry, but it's pretty prominent here.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy this. I mean, this is this is just a really nice, you know,
I love it.
I just hard to find a fault in a bourbon like this, and I can't. You know, it's what I like. So, Justin,
this takes me back to like 1983 when I'm drinking creme de menthe and eating blueberry compote. It's got this tangy citrus notes to it.
That's a sentence that's never been said by anyone else ever.
Yeah.
You get notes from me that no one else will say.
Yeah.
But they're in my head.
Like Fabuloso.
Yeah.